There's a thousand further women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with a Dish. This is John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report in Las Vegas Sun, LasVegasSun.com, Las Vegas Weekly, LasVegasWeekly.com. I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including our news magazine, The Sunday, which comes out on the Sunday, except when it comes out on
the Saturday.
How you doing, Dishy McCrone? Trish McCrone,
co-host. I am back from
running
Montana,
and gunning.
Hannah, and I have to say that my mom's 80th birthday was so much fun. She enjoyed it. It was wonderful. You were missed, Katzen, but, you know, it was very cute that you called her. Like, you didn't even give me a message for her. You actually picked up the phone and called my mother. It was very sweet, and she appreciated it.
This is not I think this is a third consecutive
year I've
done
this. You always call her, yeah. She's like, I love
Cats. I've called through the 7 years with the 7 in them, and now it's 8-0.
Yeah,
How about it?
I love Cats.
Parents are getting older. My dad turned 73.
That's right.
Week.
Daddy Katz had a birthday, too. Our parents all getting, are close.
And he says the same thing every year. I'm as old as Mick Jagger. And you're always going to be as old as Mick Jagger until one of you croaks.
Oh, don't even put that out there in the universe. But what was very funny is at my mom's birthday, Jack Hanna brought 2 baby snow leopards to the party. So it was like we all were...
They were alive?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no.
Now, Jack Hanna is the former director of the Cincinnati Zoo?
No, he's the current director of the Columbus Zoo.
Current director of the Columbus Zoo.
And they were doing a charity thing, trying to raise money for wildlife. And
good.
So the night before, so they were in town still. So they said, do you want us to bring it by the party? And we're like, yeah. So I'm like snuggling up to some snow leopards. It was kind of fun.
Jack Hanna, you know, your family knows him as a neighbor up there in
Montana,
Kalispell,
yes.
And Flathead Lake in that area. And he's known as one of the great guests on Late Night with David Letterman and The Late Show with David Letterman. I remember when I watched Letterman in the old days and Jack Hanna would come on, it was bedlam.
Yeah, they
and
just
Letterman
hit a new,
loved him.
A new
Letterman
lion
loved the guy.
Or a lion or a jaguar or something at the zoo. He has this area called the Wild, and it's basically like a African retreat. It's not like a zoo, you know what I mean, where
right.
It's like a big habitat where they have all this room to run. It's like miles and miles of stuff. And they had a baby born there, and they named it Letterman. I think it was a rhino. Actually, it might have been a baby rhino.
That was
that
Letterman's kind of satirical answer to Joan Embry, who used to appear on The Tonight Show. He brought in Hannah, and it was...
Yeah,
every appearance was just crazy,
and that is
and Jack.
Jack
was he's
not putting it on like that's Jack in real life. Like
I got that
amazing, and his wife Susie and his daughter Julie were there. It was fun. It was a great time, and I you know of course I loved being in Montana. And you know who's up there right now? Who I heard from is Howie DeRoe, the Backstreet Boys, and our friend Joy Fatone.
Right
in Montana right
on,
now. Yeah, they're like, are you there? And I'm like, the one time I'm not there.
You know who I met this week? Speaking of that, is Lance Bass. Was it Monday's Dark?
Oh,
Monday,
nice.
Yeah. I'll tell you about, I want to shine a light a little bit on some local venues before we get through this. Monday's Dark is extended at Vinyl for 2016. That's Mark Chinook's monthly charity show. Big, big crowd
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he first talked about it here
right,
like years
yeah,
ago. Yeah,
right. He's followed through, and that's going to be performed monthly. All at Hard Rock, at Vinyl, through 2016. They're about ready to sign the paperwork. It was Three Square Food Bank was the beneficiary this week, week. That's going on. Cabaret Jazz, ladies and gentlemen, I don't talk about this place enough, is so great for local entertainment. Just this week, Reckless in Vegas with our friend Michael Shapiro.
I know. I meant to send him a note
about
that.
They blasted that place out. Great video, great presentation. He was so grateful. I went to the show with Clint Holmes, Kelly Clinton Holmes, and Jerry Lopez of Santa Fe and the Fat City Horns. That's a power table, whether I'm around it or not. That was a fun night. Frankie Marino did a show Tuesday night with another one that the place came apart was all movie soundtrack songs. We had stuff from Pretty Woman, La Bamba, I mean, Vacation.
Holiday Road?
Holiday Road, the Vacation song. And Wednesday night was the Composer Showcase, which is another great thing, very cool thing that we do also at the Composer Showcase. That's almost three consecutive nights at the Smith Center.
Wow.
So if you can ever get down there, it's never a bad idea.
You know, I feel like I don't do anything because of the Casa de Shenandoah.
Well, one day some of the stuff is going to be happening there too, hopefully. That kind
of
vibe.
Exactly. So, yeah, but, hopefully in this time next month, my life will be much easier.
And I would love to get Wayne down there for Composer Showcase one of these days because he would love that. Anyway, among one of the many things I'd love to take Wayne to, with that.
With that.
We have a couple of guests who are coming up who are part of a charity show. One of them is very familiar to our listeners, Melody Sweets, and the other is a first-time visitor, Eric Plant, who's the MD, music director for O. It's August 28th show at the Spiegel Tent titled Melody Sweets Presents Coney Island Burlesque at the Beach. It's a show that benefits the Springs Preserve here in town. But before that, we have Josh Bell with movies, so stick around. I know we will.
Hi, this is Benjamin D. Hale. I'm here with John Katz and The Dish.
And then I took like a spoon and I just like, I like shoved it through this guy.
Did you call the police?
No, I didn't call the police because I'm the kill guy. I'm the murderer, okay? I also have like, a lot of weed and like mushrooms in my car and I just killed two dudes in a parking lot, okay? And Phoebe, if you don't come here right now, I'm just going to start like pissing in my pants. I swear to God, Phoebe, I'm just going to start like pissing.
That's Jesse Eisenberg as a small town stoner with a deadly secret in the action comedy American Ultra. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Eisenberg's Mike discovers that he's the product of a secret CIA program that turned him into an ultimate weapon, and now assassins are after him and his girlfriend Phoebe, played by Kristen Stewart. The early parts of American Ultra are pleasant and sometimes funny, showcasing Eisenberg and Stewart's strong chemistry. But as Mike maims and kills more thugs in increasingly brutal ways, what started as a low-key stoner comedy becomes an ugly, cynical bloodbath. I give American Ultra 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is another Jesse Eisenberg movie, The End of the Tour, starring Eisenberg as journalist David Lipsky and Jason Segel as celebrated author David Foster Wallace in a chronicle of 5 days the two spent together in 1996.
I'm sorry, man.
What's wrong?
It's just you're going to go back to New York and, like, sit at your desk and shape this thing however you want. That, I mean, to me, it's just extremely disturbing.
Why is it disturbing?
Because I think I would like to shape the impression of me that's coming across.
Based on Lipsky's memoir, The End of the Tour is essentially a staged conversation. And while the two actors are strong and the dialogue is intelligent, the movie isn't as insightful as it could be about Wallace's work or about the tension between one very successful writer and another who's envious of his success. I give The End of the Tour 3 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now are two major performers in two of the strip's most successful shows, but they play very different roles in those shows, and they wear very different costumes, as it turns out. They are working together on August 28th at the Spiegel Tent at Caesar's Palace on the Strip. The title of this show is Melody Sweets Presents Coney Island! Exclamation mark. Burlesque at the Beach! Another exclamation mark. Welcome back to the program, Melody Sweets of Absinthe, and welcome to the program, sax master Eric Plant, who's the band leader of O. Thanks for being here, Eric.
Oh.
We have a lot of fun here. Here's something about O while we're talking about O, since we've got to get Eric into the show early because I'm worried we're going to lose him. When O opened in 1999.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah. It's an aquatic spectacle, as you
two.
Know. And it's the first show in Las Vegas that charged $100 for a ticket.
Did it?
Yep. It was the first
really?
$100.
Siegfried and Roy weren't charging that much?
No. And Gans wasn't either. Gans was the first named headliner. But the joke was when you got your ticket receipt, you looked at it and said, oh.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Double O. So, yeah, welcome to the show, Eric. We have, I guess, just met recently, but I hear your name all the time around town as one of the guys in conflicting eyewitness reports, surveillance, cameras and such. But, you're a very well-respected guy around town. And that's why you're in Melody's show.
I didn't hear that rumor. I heard some other things.
What did you hear, Dish, about our kid from Montreal?
It's okay. You know, just those Canadians. I didn't realize it was the same person.
It is. He's a sax practitioner.
All the stories are about. Oh, it's sax. It's S-A-X.
S-A, yeah.
Okay, I got that confused.
And what do they say when you're preoccupied with it? You're not occupied with it, right?
Oh.
The sax.
Oh.
Anyway, let's get back to this. Eric, this is the second time you've been music director?
With Cirque, yeah. I was on a band director for another one called Saltimbanco, a touring show in arenas, and this
okay,
one here.
Okay, so you came in with a little bit of experience. How long have you been with the show?
About 5 years now.
All right.
Yep.
They treat you well, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every other Thursday is pretty cool.
As long as they don't come after you with a bungee cord.
Yes.
Every other Thursday is good. What's that a reference to?
Yeah, you see me waving in the fish tank? That's
something's gone awry. Yeah. It's chasing a submerged saxophone.
So is there going to be a dunk tank so that he feels more comfortable in at home or on the water? You know, don't they show those at carnivals and stuff like that?
There will be carnival games outside before the tent open. Before doors open, there will be carnival-themed games and prizes. And something like a dunk tank, but it's not a full-on dunk tank.
Wow. Yeah,
it's probably because
so
of
is
coding.
This something that cats can wear my pasties too, that he still has not returned?
It was less than 5 minutes before you brought up the pasties.
Hello, it's a present that
life
I was given from
tough
our
all
friend
over,
Melody, and
life
it's just very weird that it's I still have not received them.
I think he wears them in private.
He does.
We've covered this ground.
I think so.
We'll get you some
I'll
pasties.
Make you some new pasties. I'll think about your nipples, and we'll make them with your nipples in mind.
Thank you.
Oh, if that's a criteria, I've already made the pasties.
Hey. Oh,
they're getting much lower.
Melody.
Hint, hint. The longer you wait, the lower they get.
Speaking of getting lower, on that topic, why are, Melody, you doing a show about Coney Island in Las Vegas? Coney Island's a long way away and not many people know about it, but
that's
a somewhat familiar title to people around the country. What?
Yeah.
Tell me about the connection there,
well,
if you would.
The connection is I'm from New York, and the Mermaid Parade that happens at Coney Island every year, again, happened this year, and I saw all these photos of my fabulous friends marching around in big lobster costumes and mermaid costumes and pasties out on the streets, and I just got really homesick, and I thought, you know, why not bring the beach and the mermaid parade in New York to me? Mm-hmm. And I realized that not a lot of people in Las Vegas might be familiar with Coney Island, so it's a chance for me to bring a little bit of Brooklyn to Vegas.
There's really nothing like exactly like Coney Island.
There's
right?
nothing
it's a county
like
fair
it.
On a beach. Is that what
it's like a concrete jungle on the beach? It's pretty phenomenal. It's city. It's got such a history. You know, you've got these rides on the beach that pretty much damage you. They're so old, you know. But it's the charm of it all that you just. I fall in love with it.
The Coney Island dog, the Coney Island hot dog, isn't
Coney Island, the hot dog was invented there, you know, and Nathan's is the head dog over there. And of course, the sideshow by the Seashore Museum is the sideshow theater that's at the Coney Island, USA.
So, now, are there really, I mean, I hate to call it this, but that's what they're called. Are there really still like freak show type environment going on? Really?
Yeah, constantly. Sideshow by the Seashore. And that's where part of the money from this show is going to benefit.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, in the photo that is on the marquee, the poster for this event, you look amazing.
It's the second best flyer of the year so far.
What was the first best?
The other show.
Oh.
The first show.
All right.
Of this year. It's 1 and 1A.
I'm
partial to the other one.
But now, obviously you were doing like the snake lady, correct?
I'm a snake lady.
Snake lady action.
I'm going to do two different characters, and one of them is the snake lady.
Snake lady.
And I will be surrounded by a hairy harem.
Wow.
Surrounded. Hairy harem.
A sexy hairy harem.
Sexy.
And we've got a tattooed lady coming in. Her name is Lulu DeVille. She's a beautiful burlesque performer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
Miss Exotic World.
Miss Exotic
mm-hmm.
World, yes.
Yes.
She won Miss Exotic World, the title, a couple years
here.
Back.
Yep.
And so she will be performing. We have a couple of performers from Absinthe that are going to do something completely different than what they're used to. We've got Fat Frank, who is known as Fat Frank in Absinthe. His name is Will Howard, and he is going to be doing a strongman routine.
Love
and
that.
He may or may not be picking up audience members on swings off a pole off of his shoulders, something crazy like that, swinging them around the audience. We've got Charlie Starling from Absinthe. She is the bubble girl in Absinthe. She's going to do a whole beautiful mermaid fan dance on mm-hmm. on a point.
She's
and
great.
She's going to get her
You can
her
watch the bubble
out.
Act
really
again now that
boobies.
She's in it. Right?
Yes. And Alexa, who is also an aerialist in Absinthe, will be doing an act. We've got a couple of people coming over from Coney Island. We've got Albert Cadabra And he works at Ripley's, believe it or not. He's a magician. He does all kinds of sideshow stuff, you know, the shoving a nail up his nose. I don't know how you figure out you can do that, but he does it, and we're going to use him.
And, they teach that at Home Depot.
I think so, yeah.
And instructionaler.
We have Nasty Canasta from Brooklyn. She's going to do a traditional Coney Island hoochie cooch. And you'll have to find out what that is by coming to the show.
Wow.
I don't think I can say that on air. And we have Fancy Chance coming in from the UK. She is a hair aerialist. So she's going to be flying over the audience while stripping her clothes off by her hair.
Wow.
A hairialist.
Hairialist.
And I love her. And new to the bill is Little Miss Firefly. Little Miss Firefly. And she is a little person. And she's going to do some burlesque and slam her body on some glass for us.
Is there going to be fire involved?
No fire.
No fire involved.
No. No, not allowed.
Don't
fire
wanna,
in the wooden spiegel tent.
Caesar's Entertainment.
No fire, Caesar's.
No fire.
Don't worry,
gosh,
I promise.
We didn't see fire in the other show, did
no,
we?
No, we didn't,
I don't remember
Johnny
seeing
Katz.
Fire in the other show.
Johnny Katz.
I think it was fake fire.
It was fake fire.
I dreamt it.
Oh my goodness.
I think Dave Perico threw a match on stage
there
or something.
It was the last show was very successful and it was incredible. What a great job you did on that.
It
was
so much fun. I really think that some magic happened that night. It
was
really
great.
Amazing. That was the first midnight show that I've done. So it was a bit nerve-wracking for me because I don't know if that's too late of a show or what the theme is, if people like the theme. So it was all these factors. And when I peeked out before the show started, it was a full house and it was such a great energy in the tent and all the performers were phenomenal and there's a lot of energy in these shows because we don't really do a run through, so it's kind of like
there's
what's going to happen
of danger
and then
in there.
There's always a hint of danger.
Yeah,
oh my
I remember the Western show, Shoot 'em Up show was one of the more dangerous shows I've ever seen, and that includes all your Cirque shows, by the way, Eric. Yeah.
Yes.
And I was just very aware that it was potentially very dangerous.
It
there was a lot
pretty
of risk
dangerous.
Involved.
There
yeah.
was some arrows being flown over people's
yeah,
heads
there
in
guy,
that.
There was a guy with a lasso.
There was a guy with a lasso.
That well, cleared us out of the front row.
I have to tell you that one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life was the takeoff in the big top one, mm-hmm. the big top that where it was the kind of the thing on the two guys that balance on
oh,
each other.
Oh, Jimmy
with
Slonina.
The
He's brilliant. He's a brilliant clown.
That was funny.
He's in Zarkana right
yeah,
now,
yeah,
I think.
He is
He's
not.
In Zarkana.
It was one of the funniest
He's
things
hysterical.
I've ever seen
yes.
in my entire life. And just the
yes.
the facial expressions and everything He's... done at the pace that the two guys do it that balance at each
yeah.
other in Mystere.
Yes.
Oh,
and an absinthe.
Yeah. Absinthe has
yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, that's oh, actually on that stage regularly. That's what made it really funny.
It
actually was
really funny. He's brilliant. He's going to be joining me next year for my Under the Sea show.
Oh, fine.
You've already got that planned, huh?
Well, I don't have a date booked, but give me.
All right. Well, we're breaking news right here on Cats of the Dish. And you got a Halloween show, too. Is that
Hey,
happening?
I don't know yet. Shh.
Is Halloween happening
be quiet.
This year? Eric, let me ask you about your involvement in this show, Eric. First of all, have you ever been to Coney Island?
Never.
You know? No?
No.
So how do you prepare, how does the creative process work when you're recruited to do a show like this, and you're coming from a completely different area, I expect, in your life, and then you come in here to do a show that has this type of content?
Oh, this is the most fun for me, because everything is always pretty much last second
mm-hmm.
happening now, so you have to adjust at the moment. So this is, for me, I get a rush from it.
Yeah?
Challenge.
Yeah, it's a good challenge.
Who are some of the other musicians you got lined up here?
This one, we got Stephen Lee from Donnie and Mary. We got Mike.
Mary. Oh, I love the way you said it. Donnie and Mary.
Stephen is a very great guy and a very bald guy.
Yeah. He's really good.
He's the best.
And Mike Beans Benigno from MJ Live.
Also an amazing guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And MJ I have Live. The accordion player from Ka.
Okay.
Hubert Gall.
Oh,
he's
wow.
very French, so that's mm-hmm. going to be awesome.
Oui, oui.
That's the theme of the day.
Yes. Yep.
And what's it like playing in that tent?
Oh, the vibe in there is awesome.
Because it's not often, I'll say diplomatically, you get live music out of that venue. So it's always it feels very raw. You know?
Yeah, it's just awesome. The vibe and the way they set it up, and just to me, because I'm coming from touring tents and stuff mm-hmm. like this, just the smell of it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
what's that mean?
It brings me back. Like that whole thing. I don't
smells
know.
Like an old carnival.
That's because of a former cast member that
yeah.
you're getting.
No.
Oh, but There I did it myself.
Without elaborating.
This is like an NLSD flashback or something.
I'm always so interested in people involved in Cirque because it is this little community of people that it's like you guys are just so there for each other. And I mean, how do you get involved in this? Is it just like you are all in Montreal together and you know, and you just all grew up in circuses? Like it's kind of it's a bit like
he sold the cult for $1 billion.
Yes. It may leader. Yes, I'm not going to say like it's not Scientology cult, but it's
Scientology, you know, it's with the spandex.
With a lot of very flexible people
and full makeup.
You have to adapt and waterproof underwear. Different situations, and that's it.
But like, how did you get involved? It's just kind
just
of like if you have talent and you're there.
I just got called for an audition and then got the gig and just went on from there.
What's the audition like?
Just make you play at that time because my audition was like almost 20 years ago. So they just make you play some stuff from another show, and then whatever you have prepared for it. And now the audition process is much more complex, and I don't want to get into that, but it's...
waterboarding.
No.
Just an O.
But basically you send your audition package, and then they call you back if they need someone on a different show, on a new creation. And
how many Cirque shows have you done?
Five.
Wow, so you stick with it for a while, because in 20 years, five is not as many, so you really
well,
must...
Well, no, I've been on enough. I've been on tour for 2-3 years, and I go back home for 3-4, get broke, go back on tour.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
What other side projects do you work on?
Recordings at my studio with Coochie Coo. Sometimes she comes, sometimes Melody comes over. I have other artists. I write music for acrobatic acts, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm in there, so. You know, I try to keep busy so I don't go nuts doing the same show every night.
I hear that a lot from... And Cirque doesn't get enough credit for how many musicians it does put to work in Las Vegas. All their shows have live bands.
That's
except
true.
For Love.
I never think about
Only
that.
Only Love doesn't.
Yeah.
And
does MJ want?
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, they've got a rhythm section in that show. Yeah.
I think they have that Wonder Woman guitar player.
Olenthari. She has been in it. She was in a touring show.
Yes.
Well, I can't pronounce her name.
So then what did you do before that?
Oh, I just go home freelance, and besides that, I go on tour with a Cirque show or another thing.
But I mean, how did you get? I mean, so you were just playing from the time you were a kid, and it just, you know.
Oh yeah. I started when I was very young into a boys' choir in Montreal, and I got it's preachers and nuns that told me how to play music.
Oh, really?
So that's why I ended up on a burlesque show.
Firefly girl.
Hey,
and all
I was around the nuns and all of that. I'm a Catholic girl. I know what that's
all that pent up, you know.
Yeah, that they call it recovering.
Now you're in a burlesque show.
Anger.
So, Melody, we joked a little bit ago about how many shows you've done. This is your fifth of these now?
This will be my fifth solo show.
And you do have plans in general to do more.
Yes, I do.
And I ask it every time you come in. And you've been on our show a bunch of times. I think you lead the league now.
All right.
Yeah, dude, I like leading leads.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's between you, Chris, and Clint. Yeah, because Clint was on a couple times and I wasn't. So I'm not sure of his count.
Yeah, I think Melody's been on like 17 times now.
But Melody's not true.
She's the prettiest.
Clint's kind of pretty.
Person we've ever had on.
She definitely smells the best of any of them.
But
you want to keep doing these.
I do,
you
of course.
You do want to keep doing these. Yes. And what frequency are we going to see them, and what's your end game with them?
Well, I hope to see them happen more often as time goes on, and we'll see how much of that I can handle, because at the moment I'm doing most of it on my own. So it's a lot of work, and I don't know if I can do it any sooner or at more times than I do now. So, but we'll see how that goes. And hopefully as time goes on, we build a team and can make them bigger, maybe even turn them into weekend events and a monthly event. You know, I don't know. I can do a lot of different things with the shows once they're done.
It seems like it's been like one of those pyramid schemes or direct marketing where the more you do, the more you get. You start doing these and people come to you, right?
Oh, I'm getting tons of performers sending me emails. I just got a message, and this is the best, from a girl who performs solely as a mermaid. That's all she does. She lives as a mermaid. And I love that.
That is amazing.
You can do that in this world. You make a living. All she does is puts on her mermaid she is a mermaid.
She's a mermaid.
She's a real mermaid. She's hired. She has to be, you know, in the
she's
tank.
Not a mermaid. She just dresses
sent
that
over
way.
To the public pools. There you know, you go. I think she's done some stuff at Caesars.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but so she's just gonna set up for part of my pre-show
just to have water,
entertainment
yeah.
outside and bring her clam shell. That's not a euphemism. And you know, it's gonna be fabulous.
I thought if you showed the clamshell at Caesars, you don't get fired.
There you go. Hey, that's true.
But it's very. It's also great how the Spiegel Tent is being so gracious and giving.
Yes,
you the,
they've been yeah. really great. They've been really supportive. They give me their tent. They help out with the crew and it's great. They're really helping me do these shows.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to
felt,
do them more.
Especially with this template, you could have this be a spinoff of Absinthe.
Definitely.
You know, that could be the show that comes out of their
would be
core
pretty cool.
show. It would be very cool.
At the
All
the Big Top one. I mean, mm-hmm. It was one of the best shows I've seen, and I'm talking
oh, right.
like normal.
That's amazing.
That's including everything on the strip. You know, it was Woo-hoo. Just I was wowed the entire time.
Yeah, the whole thing was it's a happening. I've written it. It's something that you feel like you need to be at. And there was a person who's a common friend who was who's visiting from New York and had not seen it. I don't think she had seen Absinthe.
No,
at all.
She
hadn't
no.
been exposed to any of this. She was just had her mind blown.
All
at this
right.
show. And that's a new
yeah.
person for, you know,
there were
who's
a lot
coming
of,
in.
Standing ovations at that
yes,
show.
Yes, there were
it was
quite
pretty
a few.
Cool.
And
I really loved your elephants too.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
My pink elephant.
Yeah, they were very cute.
That one boy, he had the cutest little bum, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. More than one had cute little bums, yes.
Now, Melody, you're involved in, I want to get this in play too, because you're involved in something with AFAN I want to mention. I want to talk
yes.
about it. It's a fashion
Fashion Icon
contest.
Award. I'm really excited about it. I'm honored.
Online pageant. Who are you in the mix with and what's happening there? How do we get involved in that?
I was nominated for Fashion Icon Award through Macy's and AFAN. And AFAN does their yearly black and white event, black and white ball. And so it's part of that. It's to help, you know, get the word out about the party and about AFAN in general. And I'm honored to be a nominee.
And you Yay. Can vote through when on this?
You can vote up until the day of, I think, and that's on the 29th.
Okay.
The day after my show.
Yay.
Okay.
Everybody
did you like
it's
that?
It's gay.vegas/AFANFashionIcon.com. Is
yes.
where that is, right?
Yes.
And you're in
oh,
there.
Oh, you're definitely going to win.
Brian's in there, our friend Brian Chan.
I know, but
there we go.
Come
I'm
on.
Not voting for Brian.
We got to vote for Melody.
He owes me $30, long story.
I got to vote for Melody, and I'm jealous that he's with James Bond, so therefore he's not getting my vote.
I want those guys together. That's all I have to say.
They're
about.
The cutest
stay together.
Couple.
You guys stay over. I say it all the time. Stay over
it.
On your side of the
no,
street.
No, I'm voting
stay
for Melody.
All right.
Yeah, vote
yes.
out. You can vote once a day. So with that, we're going to close up. Oh, the money for this goes to Coney Island, you said, and also Springs Preserve?
Yes.
As going to be a benefactor it's locally.
Be Springs Preserve.
A beneficiary
yes.
locally. It's Coney Island! ! Burlesque at the Beach! ! Starring
Park,
Melody.
Exclamation Park.
Starring Melody Sweets. The time on August 28th is what? What time are we going off?
Midnight, baby.
Midnight.
So
another
Friday
midnight
night.
Friday night. And it is something to be seen and a place to be seen and something to see. So be there. I know I will be, and we'll have you guys back for a post game when this is all over with.
Very cool.
If
Thank
you, survive,
you so much.
If you survive, Eric.
Oh, yeah. Always.